Blog Talk Radio. unto you, my friends. We just heard anointed song. Lift up Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. And we played that song simply because he is. Amen. It was proclaimed that he is and was the Son of God, but yet he holds a new name according to the book of the Revelation. Lift up his holy name and let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Lord as well. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the Son of God, the heir, the anointed heir, the chosen one, qualified, anointed by you. We love you, Lord, our Savior, and we need you always. Up until this very present time. They needed you in the past. We need you in the present. And we will need you definitely in the future. So, Lord God, we thank you for all things, for bringing us through another week and another day that we never went missed before. We say thank you. We exhort your name. We extol your name. We lift you up and magnify the Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Blessed be God of Israel. We also greet you from God's Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministry. My friend, this ministry belongs to the Almighty God. Amen? Hallelujah. And we will talk about the Almighty God tonight, the Mighty God and the Almighty God. Only one Spirit, Son, Heir of God, Spirit. Amen? Let's go into the book. I just love this book, my friend. The Revelation. Hallelujah. And our subject will be tonight is the Son of God, coming from the Revelation 2:18. And our word focus going to be the air. Amen. We can find and the book of Isaiah, the prophet book of Isaiah 9:6-8, also 7-14-16 and 22. Also Isaiah 8:8, where it was prophesied, predicted, hallelujah, that a son will be born of a virgin Mary. Amen. Born in the city of David. Blessed be God to Israel. And we can find all these scriptures in the Word of God. If you study the Word of God, then you know what God's Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministry is talking about. Now, if you do not study, start studying the Word of God. So when the preacher or teacher get up and break the bread of life, then we know what they're talking about, and we know that they're preaching sound teaching, sound doctrine of the engrafted word, simply the word of God. Amen. And also, it was confirmed in St. Matthew 1:23. You can read it for yourself, 21, 22, 25. Also in St. Luke 1:26, St. Luke 1:26-35. Amen. also St. Luke 2:11. It was confirmed that Jesus was the Son of God, the heir of the Blessed One. Let me tell you something, my friend. Even Satan knew that Jesus was the Son of God. We can find that also in St. Mark 5:7-8. And in your spare time, my friend, read the whole chapter, because sometimes we want to pull out what we want to pull out. It does not work that way. The gospel of Jesus Christ explains itself, especially when you have the Holy Ghost. He will open up your wisdom, your knowledge, his wisdom, firm and sound judgment in any matter. Study your word. It's all there. Even the devil knew in St. Mark 3:11 that Jesus was the Son of God. And guess what, my friend? They worship him and they bow down to him because they knew Jesus. This is in the Word of God. And not only that, the beauty part about it, God sent his Son. Isn't that beautiful? He sent his Son. And we also can find that in St. Matthew 12:18. Let's look at that quickly. St. Matthew 12:18. And let's go there first. St. Matthew, look what it says. We won't get to the book of the Revelation, but let's go here and find out what God said, what the Father said. Glory to God. Turn those pages with me. St. Matthew 12:18. Let's look at that right quick. 12:18. Let's find out what it said here. 12:18. It tells us this. You have it, my friend? And this is what God said. Let me go up one. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esaias, the prophet, saying, talking about Isaiah, behold my servant whom I have chosen. He was chosen to be the Son of God, born by a virgin Mary. Glory to God. For all of us, because he's the one died for the sin of the world. It said, in whom, this is my soul, God's soul was well pleased. And God went on to say, I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment and justice to the Gentiles. We are the Gentiles. Amen. Anything that was not a Jew is a Gentile. How come I need to seek you? He said, he shall not scribe, not cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. You know it was true. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send for what? Judgment, justice unto victory. And thank God we have the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. And I love this 21 verse here, my friend. He said, and in his name shall the Gentile trust. Isn't that true? When there were many unbelievers, when they seen the miracles that Jesus did, when they seen all the signs and of raising the dead, my God, open the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf and dumb, raising up the dead. Many was still in unbelief. But he said, the Gentile, look at this. He said, the Gentile. How come I need to see God? In his name shall the Gentile trust. Let's trust God. Trust him for what he said. Trust him for what he left on record, because it's true, my friend. Glory to God. Let's go on into another scripture where God said, it's also in 1 John, self-explanatory. Let's go to 17:5 in your spare time, because it's so many scriptures. 17:5 through 9. 1-8, 10-13. 17:5 sits me in that book. Let's take a look at that 17:5 and find out what it says. Let me see what it says here. Glory to God. 17:5. It tells us, here it is, the same words. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud. Who you think that was speaking? The Spirit of God. What said, this is my beloved son. This is my heir. This is the one I have chosen. This is the one I have appointed and anointed, and I put my approval up on him. He say, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. Close reference to that, 2 Peter 1:17. Identical, my friend. The same thing. It's so many scriptures. Let's go into Mark, because they're speaking the same thing. Mark 1:11, 10 and 9. Amen. Mark 1:11. Let's see what it says. Mark 1:11. Blessed be God. Turn those pages with me. Hallelujah. What does it say? And there came a voice. See? They're speaking the same thing. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Look at that. You can also cross-reference Psalms 2:7, Isaiah 42:1, Matthew 3:17, and 12:1. Let me tell you something. The word of God back itself is so many scriptures, and we only have a limited time. We can go into Mark 9:7-6, 5-4, 3-2, read 8 through 13. And this, let me tell you something. 9:7, we better hear him. We better hear what the Son of God had to say. We better hear what Jesus had to say. Let's go into the Revelation 2:18. Look what it says. And unto the angel of the church, talking about the star, and Thyatira, blessed be God of Israel, my friend. Thyatira means a perfume, sacrifice, or labor. That's what Thyatira means. These things see it, even in the book of the Revelation, the last book of the Bible. Jesus proclaimed that in Thyatira church. He said, write, inscribe, John, write down what I tell you, because I want you to show it unto the seven churches that were located in Asia. And he said, these things said, look what hit that said. These things said the Son of God. He was still the Son of God. Who has eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass, polished, holy, true, undefiled, holy, harmless, without sin, who went to the cross for you and I. And going to Revelation 1:1, because God gave Jesus, the Son of God, this revelation. And you too, for those that read and study the word of God. Look what it says in the Revelation 2:1. I'm sorry, in Revelation 1:1. You know what it says? Turn those pages. Let's turn those pages together, my friend. In Revelation 1:1, it tells us this. Glory to God. We want to read it, because sometimes when you just try to quote things, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to quote it. Let's read it together. The revelation of Jesus Christ, see it? Which God, the Spirit, gave unto him to show unto his servant what thing which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. God gave Jesus this revelation. And revelation, this revelation was written around 96 A.D., mean Anno Domini, simply mean in the year of our Lord. He ruled, he reigned forever and ever. My friend, do not forget that. Do not forget it. It's in here, all written down, like he said to John. Write, John, because I want them to know. Glory to God. Now, that was just in Thyatira church. He was the Son of God. Glory to God. But he also the amen in the church of Laodicea, which means just people. But we want to stick to what God is saying in the book of Revelation 2:18. Isn't that beautiful? How are we going to go wrong with the word of God and it speak for itself? We're talking about the Holy One, the Holy One of Israel, the Blessed One, which you and I need each and every day, every step of the way, in season and out of season, through our trials and through our tribulation, through our distress, through our pain, through our suffering. Didn't he suffer for you and I? The Son of God? Why not me? Why not you? Hallelujah. You know that song? Shall Jesus bear this cross alone and all the world go free? Absolutely, God. There's a cross. There was a cross for Jesus, which he bared our sin, and there's a cross for us. And we better take up our cross and follow Jesus every step of the way. As long as he let you have his breath, because we're not going on our breath, my friend. We going on the mercy, huh? The love, the joy, the peace, the long suffering, the gentleness, the goodness, the faith, the meek, the temperance of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's who mercy we going on. God mercy. The hair of God. Hallelujah. We going on his mercy. And we do not wake up on our own. Yes, the clock is good. It's a half. But this natural clock cannot give you his breath. Huh? Did the clock breathe breath into your nostrils? Absolutely not. God breathes breath into man's nostrils. And man became a living soul. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. So was Adam. Was there. You can find this all in your book. It's not hard. It's just so simply common sense in the instructions of the word of God. I love it, my friend. There's so many scriptures talking about the Son of God. Hallelujah. Talks about, hallelujah, how in the Revelation 19:16, and how he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, Kings of Kings and Lords of Lords. Glory to God. Who would not serve a God like this? Who would not serve our Savior? Let's take a look at even the Revelation 11:15. Let's take a look at that. Hallelujah. And this is when the seventh angel sounded his trumpet. Let's turn to the Revelation 11:15. We're talking about the Son of God, our Savior. Glory. Glory. Let's look at that quickly. Turn those pages also to the Revelation 11:15. Look at, we're talking about him. Ooh, I just love it. The Revelation 11:15. Look what it says, my friend. It tells us this. And the seventh angel sounded, come out, sounded the trumpet, and there was great, mean, much voices in the throne. Heaven is his throne, saying, the kingdom. Did you know we kingdom? Did you know David set up on the kingdom of God, up on the throne of God? And there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms, all of them, of this world, huh? Talking about the people, kingdom, call themselves ruling, become the kingdom, and that's written in italic, my friend, of who? Our Lord. Talking about Jesus Christ and of his Christ. Look at that thing. Let me tell you something. God was Lord. Jesus was Lord. Did you know that? Jesus was also Jesus our Savior. God was God, our Savior, because no man can look upon God and live. So that's why he sent his son, because we can look upon God anywhere. Kill your dad, my friend. Too powerful. And you know Jesus was powerful, and we were looking, they looked at him. Amen. Hell on him. But he came in the power of the almighty living God, spirit. Because God is a spirit, and true worship must worship him in spirit and in truth. This is coming from the St. John 4:24. And look what else it says. And of his Christ, talking about the Son of God, Christ the Messiah. We can go in St. John 1:41. Christ means Messiah. Huh? Talking about Christ. He shall what reign? Me rule. Forever and ever. And forever after. That's what it means. He ruled in the past. He's ruling in the present. He's ruling right now. No, Satan not talking about ruling. No. Satan bow down to the master, sin trapper. Amen. Glory to God. And do not ever forget that. Satan not ruling. He know God. He know Jesus. Let me tell you something. He know us too when we sinning and grinning. You remember when he said, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know, but who you? And it was nine of them claiming something. False teachers and false prophets. They wasn't real. The devil know when you not real, but he know Jesus is real. Amen. And he know that Jesus got the power. Glory to God. And don't forget, while I am on it, Jesus got a new name too. Amen. I just love it. It is so much in the Word of God. My time is getting close, so I want to share with you, if the Lord's will, he let us live next Friday, the same time, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. You may reach me or call me at 713-955-0756. Or you may call me personal, 215-455-3169. Or you may email me at verdell@kingdomprayerfaithministry.org. Just simply me, O-R-G. Amen. Verdell, V-E-R-D-E-L-L, the little at sign, Kingdom, K-I-N-G-D-O-M, Prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R, Faith, F-A-I-T-H, Ministry, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-Y, .org. Stay blessed, my friend. Continually blessed. In season and out season. Because we have a almighty, awesome, omnipotent God. Amen. Do not forget that. Because he loves us. Amen. And we shall love ye one another. Bye-bye for now.